The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time to look back at the weekend sport, where we had the second weekend of the Premier League. We also had the women in action in rugby, and Cathal Mullany, they did well.
Yeah, they did, Pat. They opened their Rugby World Cup campaign with a 42 points to 14 win over Japan yesterday in Northampton. 6 tries for Ireland in that game. Dan O'Brien as well, solid off the tee for Ireland. All in all, a pretty positive start. I think there's a quiet confidence actually about Ireland heading into this tournament, Pat. Mm. They've made a lot of progress in a short space of time. It's been a tough enough period for the women's rugby team over the last number of years, but they have got it together for this tournament. It's a pool including Spain and New Zealand as well. Obviously, New Zealand, the team to look out for there. Ireland will play Spain next weekend. They were beaten by New Zealand by 54 points to 8 yesterday. But Ireland in a pretty good position. I think they'll be happy enough with the performance that they produced yesterday.
I mean, they won by, 42-14, and they had been at 42 with the help of a penalty try, which was then reversed, and they lost the points.
Yeah, but they were well on top, I think, all the way through. They got off to a fast start yesterday. I think that was something that Ireland would have targeted from a confidence point of view. It was important to get off to a fast start, and they managed to do that yesterday. And they always seemed to be in control of the match. The spread of scorers was encouraging as well. And I think Scott Beaman has done a good job so far with Ireland. Their progress has been evident in the Six Nations in the last couple of seasons, so hopefully they can continue that.
So we look forward to the next game against Spain, and then
the big one against New Zealand.
The exciting times. Now, the second weekend of the Premier League, and we played a little clip of Bruno earlier. Had he got that penalty, well, one presumes that United might have won 2-1.
Yeah, it was an unusual
one-all draw.
An unusual incident for that penalty, where the referee bumped into Bruno Fernandes before he took it, and I thought Fernandes' interview after was interesting. He wanted an apology from the referee. Now, in fairness to him, he went on in that interview to say that he wasn't going to use that as an excuse for blasting the ball over the bar, and he has been very solid from the spot for United over the years. But a 1-1 draw for them. They'd love to have got all 3 points there yesterday, having lost to Arsenal in their first game of the season. In terms of some of the other storylines emerging from the weekend, Tottenham beat Manchester City on Saturday lunchtime. That's a big result for
them.
That's
a big result, yeah.
After Thomas Frank's appointment, he's off to a great start there. 2 wins in a row. And then from an Irish point of view, a great win for Keith Andrews in Brentford. They beat Aston Villa by a 0-2 on Saturday afternoon. Villa looked a little bit blunt there. They may struggle this season. They haven't really been able to do much business in the transfer market. From a Brentford point of view, Caoimhín Kelleher and Nathan Collins, very prominent there for them. And Keith Andrews will be happy to get all 3 points there. There's already one manager under huge pressure. That's Graham Potter at West Ham. They were hammered by Chelsea on Friday night 5-1. And then
Everton, brand new spanking stadium.
And they played well, didn't they?
In
that
2-0
win against Brighton yesterday. So that was a good result for them. We have a great game to look forward to tonight as well. Liverpool and Newcastle at St James's Park. The Alexander Isak transfer situation all happening in the background. You can expect a raucous atmosphere there tonight. That should be a great game. It kicks off at 8 o'clock.
Looking forward to that. Now, the US Open in tennis is underway at Flushing Meadows.
Yeah.
And Djokovic sailed through, but you know, not 100% sure of his own fitness.
No, not terribly, but he did sail through, as you say, in straight sets against Lerner Tien. He was expected to win that one, Tien. The world number 50, Djokovic, looked pretty comfortable all the way through. Then there was a bizarre situation. Daniel Medvedev knocked out in his match against the Frenchman Benjamin Bonzi in 5 sets. Medvedev embroiled in a controversy with the umpire there, who made a decision after a photographer stepped out of line onto the court when Bonzi was serving for the match, and he was given another first serve there. Medvedev didn't agree with that. Then he smashed his racket after the match as well. He always seemed to be involved in some sort of controversy, Danny Medvedev, but he's out. He's a former champion. The other in the women's draw, Jessica Pegula safely through in straight sets, and Aryna Sabalenka also progressed, the defending champion.
I mean, Medvedev's outburst was reminiscent of a McEnroe outburst.
It was bizarre.
Are you a man? Are you a man?
It went on for 4 or 5 minutes, and the poor photographer then had to step back into his place, and he kept taking his pictures from the right spot then afterwards. But it actually impacted Bonzi as well, because he didn't actually win the match at that point, but he did go on to win in 5.
In golf, ever the bridesmaid, never the bride, all of that has changed for Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah, this is a great story last night, Pat. 164 attempts, and he finally won on the PGA Tour, and a lucrative win it was for him too at the Tour Championship in Atlanta. He finished on 18 under par, 3-shot victory, has come very, very close in the last couple of months to winning on the PGA Tour and maybe let it slip on a couple of occasions, but this time he got over the line. And because he won last night, he also won the FedEx Cup crown for, that's the Order of Merit, if you like, across the PGA Tour season, and a bonus of $10
million,
which isn't
check.
Too bad.
A little bonus of $10 million. Now, finally, Uachtaráin na hÉireann and Jim Gavin, what do you think?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it, on the front of the Independent today, Jim Gavin. Well, if he could do as good a job at that as he did with the new rules in Gaelic football, that would be very, very good. But we'll see what will happen there. But there are some rumours out there that he might be selected as a candidate.
And of course, Bertie Ahern, as a great fan of the Dubs, I mean, how could he object?
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
All right. Carl Mullaney from Off the Ball, thank you very much. And we'll have the latest news from Carl just after 10 o'clock.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.